Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1324. A 14-year-old killed two students, two teachers, and left at least nine people hospitalized after a mass shooting at a Georgia high school. The shooter, Colt Gray, will be charged with murder and tried as an adult. The high school reportedly received a phone call warning that there would be shootings at five schools and that Appalachie High School would be the first. Biden called the shooting another horrific reminder of how gun violence continues to tear our communities apart. And Kamala Harris added that this is just a senseless tragedy on top of so many senseless tragedies, and it's just outrageous that every day in our country, in the United States of America, that parents have to send their children to school worried about whether or not their child will come home alive. She continued, "We've got to stop it, and we have to end this epidemic of gun violence in our country once and for all. You know it doesn't have to be this way." Before today, there had been 29 mass killings in the United States so far this year. Last year, there were 217 deaths from 42 mass killings in the U.S., one of the deadliest years on record for such shootings in the country. Now, of course, this is still a breaking story and will be updated on the main website as additional information becomes available. Moving on, the Biden administration accused Vladimir Putin of orchestrating a campaign to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election, as well as to help Trump win and erode international support for Ukraine. The Justice Department charged two Russian media executives and seized 32 web domains, which it said were part of a broad, ongoing effort by the Russian government to spread propaganda. Two employees of Russia Today, a Russia state media outlet, covertly funded a Tennessee-based company to the tune of $10 million in order to publish and disseminate content deemed favorable to the Russian government on social media. The nearly 2,000 videos have gotten more than 16 million views on YouTube alone, according to prosecutors. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Justice Department's message is clear. We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government. The Treasury Department also sanctioned 10 individuals and two entities in response to what it called Moscow's malign influence efforts targeting the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Meanwhile, a nonpartisan watchdog group asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to remove Judge Eileen Cannon from Trump's classified documents case, arguing that she's taken many efforts to undermine and derail the prosecution of this case. In July, Cannon dismissed the federal case, which accused Trump of mishandling classified information after leaving the White House. The judge cited the unlawful appointment of special counsel Jack Smith as the reason. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington were joined by a retired federal judge and two legal scholars. The watchdog group wrote, "Even before she dismissed this case on novel and insupportable grounds that ignored both statutory authority and Supreme Court precedent, Judge Cannon's other extraordinary rulings and sluggish administration of the case had provoked well-founded concerns that she might be biased against the government's case and unable to manage that case impartially." And finally, Biden is considering making his temporary asylum restrictions nearly impossible to lift. After Senate Republicans blocked a $118 billion bipartisan border package, which they had demanded but later rejected after getting pressure from Trump, who wanted to make the border a campaign issue, Biden issued an executive order in June that temporarily suspended most asylum claims at the southern border as soon as the level of unauthorized crossings exceeds a daily threshold. After that executive order went into effect, the number of arrests at the southern border dropped from 118,000 in May to 56,000 in July. The ban was designed to be lifted as soon as the number of migrants crossing the southern border illegally dropped below an average of 1,500 per day for 1 week, followed by a 2-week waiting period. In July, Border Patrol apprehended an average of 1,820 migrants a day. The change currently under discussion would increase the time the number of crossings must remain below that level to several weeks. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.